Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Get it on! Paul Peters!
Oh, we've got a fight. Thornton and Rivera exchanging punches.
Brian Rivera!
And everybody pairing up and center. And now Peters starts teeing off on Emery.
The captain strikes gold!
And now, The Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
But there's a turnover, and Casey Mittelstadt sends it across, scores! Asplund and Mittelstadt combine to get the Sabres level on the scoreboard at one apiece. Here's Miller with a shot. That one hits Tage Thompson. Rebound, they score! Montour jumps on the loose puck after the first shot, and from the slot puts the Sabres on top 2-1. Sends it to the left point in the devil zone. Dahlin cuts down to the faceoff dot, holds it, scores! Rasmus Dahlin with a delicious finish to make it 3-3 here in the second period in New Jersey. Mittelstadt for Reinhardt. Up top, Dahlin lost it, and look out, Zajac almost had a scamper off. Mittelstadt in front, scores! Dahlin slides it in front of the net. Casey Mittelstadt on the doorstep with the last touch, and the Sabres make it count on the power play. It's 4-3. Here's your extra skater at the line, Severson. Puts it off the boards. Empty net, slapped down the ice. And that went in the net. Was that Ristolainen? Yes, it was.
Yes, it was.
How about the night for Linus Ullmark as well, as the left glove goes into the air and a little dance from the Ice Bear dude. Sabres win it 5-3.
Sabres win 5-3. Points in their last five games, three of those being wins. Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. Phone lines are open. In the last week, how has your opinion changed of the Sabres, if it has at all? Give us a call, 803-0550, 888-552-550. Don Granato. We'll talk about him today. Is he making a case for himself to be the head coach? Team looks a lot better. A few players we'll talk about. Tage Thompson, for sure. His brother, Tyce Thompson. Who else did I write down here? Casey Mittelstadt, Rasmus Dahlin. And before the show, Riv jumped down my throat and was like, what about this guy? What about this guy? What about this guy? So clearly he wants to name a few more. We'll talk about Taylor Hall, but we'll say hi to Rob Ray this morning. What's up, Razor?
Not much, gentlemen. How you doing? You guys look good.
Life's easier when this team wins.
And you know what? And it makes you look better too, guys. Seriously. You're not carrying that stress around.
I feel younger.
Do you?
I'm supporting Instigator outfits today. I'm feeling pretty good. I watched all the videos last night from the media. And I just started chuckling last night when they started to interview, you know, Rasmus Dahlin, and they started to interview Don Granato. And just, you could see when the media members, guys like Mike Harrington and John Vogel and guys like that, that have been around a really long time covering this team, you could just see the mood that they have is so much different towards what's going on in the last number of games now that there's been a coaching change. And sometimes when there's coaching changes, you don't see the results for quite some time. But I will say that I think each and every one of us that has watched the Sabres and the new lease on life for a lot of these players, you're seeing a completely different attitude, you know, swagger in the way that they're playing. I mean, it is really fun to watch.
You see a different team. Right, Rob, am I wrong? Do you not see a different team right now? Like, same players, better product. Well,
let's remember, too, that they're 85 points out of a playoff spot, so you're playing a little looser and a little more relaxed, too. But I think what the most important thing is from listening to the guys that Don has brought is that atmosphere of not having to worry about making a mistake. You know, you listen to Dahlin last night, he more or less said, hey, I'll take the puck and I'll go. And, you know, if I make a mistake, it's no big deal. I'm not coming back to the bench and, you know, I'm going to hear about it. You know, he's just, and then you listen to Don and he's like, I'm encouraging him to take the puck. Go be creative. Go be a creative. Get up the ice, do your thing. And whomever else is on the ice with you will cover up for you if you get caught up there. So I think just opening those doors to a lot of those guys and allowing them to be what they can be, you know, that is making a huge difference. I'm going to go back to Ottawa really quick when I was there the first time. And I said to Jacques Martin one time, I go, you got a group of guys here that are the most talented group of guys that I've ever been on the ice with. Why do you keep them so handcuffed? And he goes, you know, he started talking about structure, you know, structure is what wins. I'm like, yeah, when you've got a team of just muckers, you got to play the same game. But when you got 10 unbelievably world-class talented guys on your team, you wind them up and let them go. And you let the other guys around them worry about it. And, you know, he was one of those guys that couldn't understand that either. And I think Don Granato sees it that he's got some guys that you just wind up and let them go. And then you adjust to them.
We'll talk more about the game last night and Don Granato, his game plan, some of the players. Tyce Thompson, took him a few minutes, a couple shifts to get on the board and push Big Brother to make him go back and try to get some points himself. But Taylor Hall last night sat out for the game, you know, sat that game out last night in anticipation of a trade. Surprised by this move this early or right move, right time?
Personally, I don't think it's I was expecting it maybe last week, you know, because you got an asset that, you know, you should be able to move. I don't think you have to continue to play Taylor Hall to try to sell him to somebody. I think anybody out there that's going to make the move, they know exactly what Taylor Hall is all about. What, it's the 7th today? You're 5 days from the deadline? No way. Pull the plug as early as possible. Just let this guy, you know, just get ready for his next move, wherever he's going to happen to be moved to. You don't want to risk. You don't want to risk, even if you're going to get, who knows for this guy, what, a second rounder? I don't know what you might get. You don't want to risk not getting something for him because he got hurt, because you're playing him in a meaningless game.
That's a fair point.
It's interesting, too, that Taylor Hall has played how many games this year?
34. Maybe.
And then you have another player like Rasmus Asplund, who's been called up for 10 games this year, who's playing like it's his last opportunity to actually establish himself on this team. He's got 4 goals in 10 games. He skates well. He's defensively responsible. He can play wing as what we saw, but he's a natural center. And you know what? He's going to the net hard, and he's doing the things that he has to do to be successful. And that's what it's nice. When you have a player like Taylor Hall get pulled out of the lineup, it's nice to see guys that come in and fill spots. And these guys, a lot of them, I look at Tage Thompson, I look at Casey Mittelstadt. I'm like, why was Tage Thompson pulled out of the lineup for, you know, 15, 20 games this year? Why was Casey Mittelstadt playing on the fourth line, right wing with, a certain line? I mean, Casey Mittelstadt right now is taking advantage of an opportunity where the coach is showing him confidence, and Casey Mittelstadt's responding by his play.
Hey, Riz, Casey Mittelstadt, as you know, is an offensive guy. He's drove games since he was a kid. You can't all of a sudden just play these guys 10 minutes, expect them to go out there and perform offensively the same way that they have their whole life. These guys, good offensive players, need to get in that groove. They got to be on the ice all the time. They got to get themselves going. And you have to understand that as a coach.
Man, you're not going to
get it. you're not going to get a guy out of a slump by playing him less minutes when you're used to playing so much. Allow him to play the 20 minutes. And then if he doesn't do it, then okay, you got a little different situation. But you can't think these guys are going to get themselves going and get them out of a slump that they may be in by playing them half as much ice time.
He's got to be feeling pretty good about himself. He's got
to pay the price for that. Those guys are the ones that pay the price. The top two lines, you play the crap out of them until they can't go, and then the other guys fill in the holes to give them a break. Remember Pat LaFontaine? Pat LaFontaine would stand on the bench, rattle the door, and then as soon as everybody heard the door rattle, it was like you knew you'd get off and get them on. But that was him and Alex, they needed to be on the ice. And when they were out there productive, so how could you argue with it?
Would they really?
Oh, yeah. It's just like you'd hear the door rattle, and then it was like, okay, get the heck off the ice.
So you're not hearing the coach yell for you to change. You're hearing Patty Lala.
Or you all of a sudden you hear the little rattle of the door, and the coach yells, LaFontaine lineup. Like, okay.
I was saying there as you were speaking, Razor, and it's a thought that pops in my head here when I watch this kid play, and a guy that I didn't have him penciled in on the team this year. Last week, I didn't have him penciled in on the team next year. And it's just amazing how quickly, and that's where this question comes in. It's a perfect question. In the last week, how has your opinion changed about the Sabres? If you are listening and want to call us, 803-0550, 888-550-2550. Casey Mittelstadt is one of those players that is, I'm not saying changing my mind, but I would say changing my opinion of where his game is going and where it could potentially go. He's just got to be feeling so confident right now. The way he looks, the way he plays, goal and assist last night, beautiful pass to Asplund. I mean, yeah, it was such a beautiful pass. I could have put that in. It was unbelievable. Nice finish. Nice touch on the power play. I mean, Rasmus Dahlin's another guy that just looks last night like his confidence in a week has just skyrocketed. A couple jukes and jives, and he's getting a goal and another assist. I mean, some of these guys got to be feeling pretty unbelievable about their games.
I think they are.
Where the team is in the standings.
Yeah, but I still, for Casey, he's doing a good job. He's doing a really good job. But I want to see him do this job, A, consistently, and against the big guys out there, the big teams. You know, the last little while, look, we've had New Jersey, Philadelphia, the Rangers, all teams that are with us out of the playoffs, right? I want to see it happen Saturday against Washington. I want to see it, when we play Boston and when we get back into Pittsburgh and all those kind of things. I want to see it happen with them. If he has good games against those type of teams, then I'm sold 100%.
Okay.
Right now, I'm not, he's doing great, but I think it's kind of a warm up and lead up, and you talk about confidence. By the time those games roll around, he should be full of confidence, and then we'll see what he does on that bigger stage.
Yeah, but Craig, I have a question for you, because you love to play GM. And isn't that what these games are all about? Like I said at the start of the show, Sabres have points in their last five games. Like, these points don't mean anything. It's nice that they're getting a job done now. New coach, they're missing some star players, or their biggest star player. So they're having some success after a terrible streak. But isn't that all these games mean to Kevin Adams and guys like us that watch, or who's going to be back next year, or who can you move forward with this team?
Yeah. Oh, no question. I mean, how many times have we traded Casey Mittelstadt in the last year?
Probably about 300. I've thrown him in a lot of deals.
Okay. He's been in a lot of deals. And why is that? I think when you go back to, Casey, we all know that he is, one of the Mr. Minnesota hockey kids. He's highly talented. He was drafted very high. That being said, when he came to the NHL, he looked a little bit slow. He looked a little bit out of shape. He wasn't strong enough. He wasn't quick enough. Did he put in the work, or did he take it for granted just that he was in the NHL? I think he did. And you know what? I think it humbled him that he went down to the minors. I think he knew that even down in the minors, he wasn't going to dominate, because the players down there are pretty fantastic hockey players themselves.
Change, I'll tell you that much.
And, now Casey realized, and I think it especially happened in his offseason now, this last year, that he has to work. I don't care how skilled you are. Workers are always going to overtake you know, skilled players. But if you have skilled players that work hard, they're going to overtake most players, you know, and Casey right now, I think, put a lot of time into the off ice. I think when he came to camp this year, he looked quicker. He looked stronger. And there was a difference in his body, different in his attitude. You listened to him last night when he spoke to the media. He basically said, I'm not taking things for granted. I've got to work each and every game. I've got to
his
work
demeanor,
every
practice. His demeanor's changed. His demeanor has changed completely.
Yeah, and it's called maturity. These guys are understanding that this is their job and they need to work at it and they need to continue to push because there's always someone that's looking around the corner to steal your job. That's just the way the NHL is. And I think Casey's he understands, he's confident in his abilities. He's confident in his skills, but he understands in order to be successful, you can't just have the skill. You got to have the work ethic, the drive, the determination. I think you're starting to see that out of him because I think Casey feels uncomfortable. I think he feels nervous. I think he's trying to strive to keep a position in the National Hockey League on a regular basis. And right now, what we're seeing in the last little while from Casey Mittelstadt, there's no question that we love what we see and we love the upside in this very young player. He's only 22. But it's great for all of us to watch this maturity happen in front of us. And I hope he continues to push hard.
What do you think about that, Rob, about Casey and where he, like, I know I don't want to spend a whole bunch of time on it, but I mean, he's a player that I think if he figures it out, you might have something there. And I think for a lot of reasons that Craig just mentioned is reasons why I don't think either one of us had him penciled in. I don't know where you were at this year, Rob, with Casey, but I certainly didn't have him penciled in because I had felt or it seemed like he was maybe taking it for granted a little bit. And that's why I liked what he said last night, especially.
I 100% agree with what Riz said. And the only question still to be answered, I would say, with this kid, I think he's proved he could play at this level. And I just, like I said, come down to the consistency. And then does he just get content with, okay, I've got back to this level. I proved to you I can play at this. Does he resort back to bad habits again, like the old habits? Or does he say, I never want to be in that position again, and I'm going to just keep pushing myself to get better and better here?
Let me ask you this, Rob.
I think, Riz, I just say, I think the longer it goes, the more it will sink into him going, hey, this is what I have to do to be successful here. You know, and if he can have this success long-term, you know, I'm talking, say, the rest of the year type thing, that it might have a better chance to have a long-term effect.
What's your question, Riv?
I was just going to say, you know, a young player like Casey Mittelstadt is going to realize that he has the talent. Now he needs to put in the work. He needs to put in, not only that he's going to show some beautiful plays, his ability to handle the puck and make plays, and it's elite. That's why he was picked 8th overall. But what he's going to start to realize is, do I want to be a $2 million hockey player? Or do I want to be a $5 million hockey player? And a $5 million hockey player is a guy that produces each and every game. He is always going to produce. That's what those guys do. That's why they get paid the big bucks, because they go out and they perform at a high level each and every game. And Casey right now is playing really good hockey. But what we need from Casey is for him to understand that consistency in this league is critical. You know, there's a lot. We've all played with tremendously skilled players. I mean, off the chart players from all over the world, Russia, Finland, Sweden, Czech, Slovak, you name it. We played with all of them. But some of those guys were out of the league within 2-3 years, 4 years. They played less and less and less on their current NHL team. And you're sitting there thinking to yourself, how is this guy not dominating? His skill level, his size, his strength, everything is there. But they weren't consistent. They didn't put in the work to be consistent each and every night. And consistency is just, it's hard work. It's digging.
That's why, we hear Marcus Foligno's name more and more around the league and in Minnesota, because he has figured it out. He is a more consistent power forward. Yes. And like that was one of his issues here as a young player, was figuring out how to be consistent. I don't know why I just pulled him out of the blue. It's a guy that I wish we had here.
But we also traded him at what age?
I don't remember how old he was. Maybe 23, 24,
23.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
he was
young. I can't remember how old he was.
I mean, 22-year-old. We're
talking
about too soon
for a player that develops like that.
Yeah.
You're right, Rob. You're right. And
look at Miles Wood. Okay. Here's this guy. I love this guy when he plays. He's not a young guy. Like, he's been out there for, you know, quite a while. And this is the last couple of years he's really just started to put his stamp on, you know, what he can do as a power forward in this game.
Yep. Let's grab Spencer in Hamburg. We said we'll take calls 803-0550, 888-550-2550. And the question was, in the last week, how's your opinion changed on the Sabres, whether it's players, personnel, maybe even Don Granato, the coach? We'll talk about that. We know there's a coaching search going on. Is he making a case for his own coaching job here in Buffalo? We'll ask Rob and Craig that in the next segment. 803-0550. 888-550-2550 at the Instigators on Twitter. We'll answer your questions on Twitter. Just go at the Instigators. Let's keep it simple. You can add at Craig Gervais 52 at the Instigator 76. Rob's off Twitter. Spencer in Hamburg. Spencer, you're in the line with Andrew, Craig, and Rob. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Wow, you guys put down a lot right there, actually. Yeah, I was actually calling. I was calling about Brandon Montour. Actually, I'd like to say Casey Mittelstadt is of the design of Adam Banks lately. It's fantastic. Doing a little.
Adam Banks.
Anyways, I think Brandon Montour has been finally playing his game, or what his game is, and it's just kind of I'm wondering, do we keep him? I mean, that's my question. Do you guys want to keep Brandon Montour now that you're seeing the game that he plays? That's it. I'm going to hang up and listen.
We'll go around the horn here and I'll start, because this has been a conversation we've had regularly. And in fact, Craig and I have this conversation. No, I don't keep him. And if you care to ask me why, I'll tell you why. I love the way Brandon Montour skates. I love the way Brandon Montour handles the puck, and I love the way he shoots the puck, and I think he should be a forward. I just don't think he as a defenseman. We have Dahlin. We're going to have Jacob Bryson. I don't know if you need three of those guys, but I don't feel like his game is where it's at defensively for us to pay him the money that we're going to have to pay him. End of story, period. I love him as a player, though. As an offensive player, when he gets the puck and he gets going, but when the puck is coming toward him, I get nervous. So that's where I'm at with Montour. Yeah, and it happened last night. He got burned. He had to take the penalty. He got burned at the blue line. He got, like, it didn't end up in the back of the net. The penalty did. But the penalty was a result of getting burned. He got burned again later. He got burned standing still. There was another play backdoor. He got burned. He was standing still. His sticks up. Like, you know, like, I was asked to watch him closely, and I watched him closely, and I just don't trust him enough defensively to pay him $4 million that we're going to pay him.
Yeah, I think it comes down to the money, Petey, that in this group, what he's going to demand, you know, what he possibly could get out on the open market. I think it's just too much of a tag. Especially when you say you got Dahlin, and
who's looked great,
he had a great year. No, okay, but he's you've seen that he can do it, and it's going to eventually happen. But this guy is going to start eating up more and more and more minutes. So there's not going to be the room for all the depth guys jumping up the ice, you know, because he's going to dominate that part of the game. I think now in this point in our defensive side. Is defensive defenseman. You need that because you like you said, you got the guys that are going to be up the ice. And Dahlin's going to do a majority of that moving forward. That you need to solidify the stay-at-home guy, clean in the front of the net, hard to play against, hard in the corners. And, you know, you can have too much of one thing. It's nice having those guys that can get up the ice.
I'll take Risto's defensive deficiencies because of what he brings in other areas versus – Montour's defensive deficiencies because you have guys that I think can carry the puck and get up ice and be more offensive flourish and you know, with your Dahlin, and I'll even maybe put Joakim Harju in that department. I don't know, but he's more of a.
But it's at $4 or $5 million. It's going to be too much.
Too much.
Way too much. Way
sorry, Craig. And Craig, we're the forwards talking. So I mean, now we'll give it to the defenseman. Then we'll go to break.
I mean, it just depends on there's so many variables that need to be looked at in order to make a decision on Montour. Number one, and the most glaring for me, is what do you do with Rasmus Ristolainen? Me personally, I think that he would be a defenseman that I would want to keep. There is no question about it. I would want to keep Rasmus Ristolainen on this team, but I don't know, because I don't know Rasmus personally. I don't know his psyche. I don't know how he's feeling as an individual. Does he need a change? It's yes. been eight yes. years, 8 years in the National Hockey League that he has been on a team that has not made the playoffs and that has lost. And let me put an asterisk beside losing. Not only are we lost, but we haven't been a team that's even been close to a playoff race. We have been one of the top five teams in the league for 8 years. This can wear on an individual. I don't see how Rasmus Ristolainen is going to want to stay. Now, I hope that he does. I hope that he wants to stay. I hope that Rasmus is the young man that wants to try and just find a solution, because this is where he was drafted. This is where he wants to be. And even though he's had an horrendously horrible time in 8 years and not ever played in the playoff, I would hope that he would want to stick it out and try and work through it. But I don't see how that can happen.
No.
Well, if you end up moving on from Jack, if you end up moving on from Jack Eichel in the offseason, you slap the C on his chest because he's earned it.
No, he hasn't.
Okay.
No, he hasn't. No,
you know what? I think he's, I like him. I think he's a leader. I think he puts everything in every single night. I don't think this is a guy. That's the problem with Risto. And that's why I said I can live with his defensive deficiencies, is because I don't believe there's been a night that he's been here, even through all the losing, that he's actually taken a night off.
Can I ask a question with what you just said? Name me one defenseman. One. And I'm just going with one defenseman in the last 6 years that hasn't had defensive deficiencies. Name me one single guy in 6 years.
Yeah.
Point taken. So yeah. Listen, I mean, we're looking at,
but name me one defenseman that's been more physical than Risto.
None. Zero. Okay. Not even close.
So you can't, there you go.
Listen, I mean, I'm
he's actually, and if you go back and look at it, he's actually put up some pretty good points too over the years.
He's put up an insane amount of points.
Yeah.
Listen, yeah. I mean, the question is, does Risto want to be moved? Does he want a fresh start in a new organization? That is the question. It's not whether we want Risto, because that's
yeah. Undeniable. But I think the problem is, I think if we say yes to that question, that it's a slap in the face to the organization and the city and all of that. No, I say yes to that question because of the player, because of what players strive for. They want to be successful. They want a chance to win and earn money, but they, you know what I mean? Being a successful environment. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with a player. It's not like he just got here a year ago and said, this is brutal, get me out of here. He's been here since this is the start.
I can't even imagine what he's been through.
He must be so emotionally weathered and drained. It must hurt to tie his skates every day.
So I'm going back to the question that you asked, you know, what do you do with Montour? I think that you at least have to have an understanding of where Rasmus Ristolainen fits in moving forward. Because if he is a piece that you're going to move,
but the thing is about Risto is you don't have to make that decision now. Montour, you have to make that decision now. You can get something for him. Risto, you can at least, you have the draft. Then you have the season next year and you have a deadline next year. And then he's.
So if we're talking Brandon Montour, why are we not talking Colin Miller?
Another year in his deal.
Because are they not one of the same? So you
next year we'll have the conversation about Colin Miller. But I think now you have to get rid of players that aren't going to be back here.
Maybe Colin Miller is a guy that they want to move and you want to re-sign Montour.
That's like possible.
You're gonna have Rasmus Dahlin. You're gonna have probably Will Borgen playing as a pair. You're gonna have, as far as I'm concerned, and I don't know what you guys think about this, but you know, Jacob Bryson has won a position on this team moving forward.
Absolutely.
That's just me. But you know, I think he's actually played quite well with Rasmus Ristolainen. I look at what is Jacob Bryson going to be in not only next year, but the year after with the maturity and confidence of being a full-time NHL player. We don't even know what we've tapped into with Jacob Bryson. All we know is number one, he's super fast. He moves the puck exceptionally well. And I'll tell you this, he's a pretty solid defender. He is a pretty solid defender. He's out there on every single penalty kill with Rasmus Ristolainen. And they do a heck of a job.
We're being told we got to go to break, which is fair, and they're right. So we got to go to break. Instigators, we'll be right back. We'll talk more about this. Rasmus Dahlin, as he found his game, and give us a call, 803-0550, 888-550. You want to know what's changed, if your mind has changed on the Sabres at all, and what has it been that's changed in the last week. So give us a call, 803-0550, 888-550, 2550. Razors here till 11. More to come. We'll talk Don Granato's coaching career here, future as well. Stick around.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
All right, welcome back, Instigators. WGR 550 and MSG Sabres win last night in regulation. So they got that going for them, which is nice. 803-0550, 888-550-2550. In the last week, how has your opinion changed about the Sabres? Give us a call. Razors here until 11. We were talking about Risto there and Montour, the caller about Montour. And we were having a conversation.
It was a PAT account, just so you know.
Yeah, I haven't checked that in ever. So I
okay. Well, I'm still gonna
make sure that's clarified because, yeah, I would have been there. For sure, I would have been there. Sorry, that's a little personal business on the side. Razors bring.
I'll just tell you, hey, we're going out today. Marty and I and Duffer and Dan are delivering food, a lunch to a firehouse and to a police station today, and Petey and Riz blew us up. So that's why I gotta get off at 11.
Well, you know what? Here's the kicker to this. If we're gonna air this out, and we like to do this with you, I love to air out my personal stuff.
I'm glad you've had time to make an excuse up.
No. Well, it's not even an excuse. It was the first thing I said. You said you blew it off. I said, well, what email account did it go to? You said, I don't know. I said, well, anybody knows that if they need to get a hold of me, that I don't even know how to enter and get into my PSC email. I could have 1,000 emails in there. I don't know that I've ever logged into it. And if I have, it was by accident. So I don't know my password. I don't even know my email. I couldn't tell you what my email was there. I don't even know what my email account is. So
I'm going to tell everybody.
Sure. Cause I wouldn't get the emails that go there anyway, but no, don't tell anybody. But anyway, so that's why. So it's a good thing that you guys are doing. I appreciate it. I would have liked to have been a part of that. I'm sure Craig would have too. Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. You know, I don't want to have the conversation every single day that we come on here, but as the team, you know, looks better and better, you just wonder during the coaching search if Kevin Adams is already looking at a guy behind the bench that maybe he wants to keep there for a while. I think Don Granato's making somewhat of a case for himself, or do you still feel Kevin Adams moves on with a search and finds a coach?
I think he still has to do his due diligence, go out and talk to other people. And I think he still has to do the interviews, and he's gotta, you know, check and see what's available out there. That's his job to do that. But I think that Don has earned the opportunity. If he continues to do what he's doing, and, you know, after speaking with the guys and see what they think, that to be in consideration for this, why not? I mean, it's kind of hard to overlook what he's been able to do in a short period of time. And I know I go back to it, and there's no pressure on right now. It's a new coach. They're going out and playing. But I look at Don as a guy that is a teacher. Like, he's a teacher guy, but he's a good communicator too. He doesn't have an ego that he's going to walk in there and, hey, I'm the guy, and which will relate and be positive towards a lot of the guys. But on the other hand, too, there's some guys, if it stays the same the way it is right now, they need somebody to go in there and kick them in the butt and get them going. And I don't know Don well enough to say that he's able to do that. But I'll tell you, he's a pretty darn good communicator with the guys, and they all seem to respect him. And I would look too on the business side of it, that if you turn towards a guy like Don Granato, it's going to cost you a lot less money to have a coach, especially if you're going to tear this team down and rebuild it. It's going to cost you a lot less money while you're doing that to have a guy like Don Granato than it would some, you know, big name guy that, you know, we may all talk about and like to see come in here. But I would say it's the direction you go. If you're going to just reboot this team and keep it going, yeah, he might. If you're going to tear it down, yes. I think he's the kind of guy you could look at because he's a good communicator, good teacher, and guys seem to respond to him. But if you're just going to add to this group and try to go for something, I think you need somebody that is going to be that guy that's going to be a little more rough around the edges and get the best out of some of these guys that have taken too many shortcuts over the last few years.
Riv, I feel like I've asked you that enough over the last few days. Do you want to comment on
just,
that?
A short comment. I just think that the short sample size in what we've seen from Don Granato, Dan Girardi, and Matt Ellis, there has been a change in this team. the confidence level in this team has changed. The individual play on the ice has changed, and it's for the better. There's a lot of things as fans that we are sitting here watching right now. There's a lot of things that we're liking. So it's been a very short sample size. I'm sure Kevin Adams is going to do his due diligence on what is available after the season. But as of right now, if this team continues to move in the right direction with what they're doing right now and what we're seeing from all these young top-end players that we have with the Sabres, if we see that, then I think Don Granato is going to be in the conversation when it's time for Kevin Adams to make a choice for a coach. Yes.
Hey, have you guys talked to Maddie and that? If there was the opportunity for them moving forward to stay in those positions, are they good with that? Or are they just...
I have not talked to Maddie. You know, Maddie, he's when he's got a job to do, he's 100% dialed in. And, you know, he's listen, I mean,
that would be a question, you know, because I think a lot of what happening here is it has a lot to do with those guys as well. You know, Girardi on the back end, I watch him talking to the guys all the time and they seem to react to him, you know, positive, smiling, you know, all this kind of thing. So you can see what the message he's bringing or whether he's telling him a joke, who knows, but there's good communication between them. And it looks
and
like,
why do you think guys like, you know, Rasmus Dahlin and all these players sit there and they look at Dan Girardi and why do they have that smile on their face? Why do they have that dialogue that's going on? You know, what we see during a game, but you can imagine what's happening behind the scenes.
Well, it's respect.
This is
and
it's like,
you know,
talking to a peer, guy that you played against.
Yep. And knowing how to be that guy to communicate. Hey, there's a lot of guys you played with that couldn't talk to nothing. Like there's guys, and then there's other guys that you know, they can bring that whole room together in 2 seconds because they got that personality. And I think Dan and Maddie got that personality.
Here's what we're doing. We have some calls on the line. Andy in Florida, Patrick in Lockport.
Let's do it.
We'll take those calls because, Razor, you're only here until 11. 803-0550, 888-550-2550.
I'm going to that event you guys blew off.
Yeah, if you can push it to 1 o'clock, I'll be there. In the last week, how has your opinion changed about the Sabres? 803-0550, 888-550-2550. And you know what, Riv? I'm starting to wonder something about this. Everyone knows over there not to send stuff to that email. So I wonder if maybe they did it intentionally to exclude us. You ever think about that, Riv?
Yep.
It's very possible. Very possible. Andy in Florida, you're on the line with Andrew Craig and Razor. Andy, go ahead.
Hey, how are you guys?
What's going on, Andy?
Not much. I just, the state of the Sabres right now, I'm not going to apologize for winning, ever. I mean, it's nice to see. I mean, living in Florida, spending the money on NHL TV, it's been brutal to watch, but I keep watching it because I have a love for the game. Their game is obviously has changed. I mean, we could see it, and they're getting points every single game in the last five, I think it was, but... The one thing I wanted to talk about is you guys brought up Montour, and I love his game right now, but I almost don't believe it. I actually think that these players are playing to their capability finally, because truly they want out. They need to increase their value. They know that they're not going to get paid if they look like this. Taylor Hall, he made $8 million this year on a one-year deal. Cash in, and he's gone. I mean, he basically got paid to do nothing. And it brings up the one thing that I think of is Jeff Skinner. We got him on that deal when he came here 2 years ago, and he had a career year, and he was in a contract year. And then we paid him the money. We all wanted him to stay, and he's done nothing since. I mean, that's the stuff that I think of, and I feel bad for Ristolainen. I mean, if he wants out, give him the favor and let him go. But there's players on this team that are playing better, and it could be very well coaching, and I do believe that. But I also do believe that they're playing loose. They have nothing to lose. They're finally free of the, you know, the stigma or the stigma of, you know, there's no fans really booing them. If there was, you know, 20,000 people in that arena, I mean, this is, we boo people after. I mean, when we won 10 in a row, we'll boo you after the first period. I mean, it's. No. I just feel that.
Andy,
go ahead.
I'm 100% right about this trade deadline thing, and it's something we always have in your minds, but you don't always want to throw it out there because you don't want to overshadow what they're doing. But you're 100% right about the trade deadline, and I think it'll be a very good judge for this group of what you have after the 12th, after that deadline is over. But I think what you have right now too is there's so many young guys, new guys, guys battling to establish themselves in the NHL that it kind of overshadows a lot of those guys too, because we all know who the guys are that would be playing to try to get themselves out of here. But those other guys that are just battling to be happy to stay in the NHL, it kind of takes away from that a little bit too. So those guys are kind of stealing the thunder from them, but you are 100% right that you're going to have a much better judge on what guys are all about from the 12th to May 8th, whenever it's over and whatever number of games you got.
All right, we're going to go to break. Riv, I'm going to hold that thought for you guys playing to be traded. We'll talk about that in the second hour. We have another segment coming up. Jason just jumped on from Hamburg. We have Patrick in Lockport. Stay on the line. We're going to take your calls, 803-0550, 888-552-5850. Razor's out at 11. Riv and I will be here to take your calls. In the last week, how's your opinion changed to the Sabres? Give us a call or tweet at the Instigator. Stick around, more to come.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Nothing else comes close.
Montreal, number 47 for Boston. Both guys, 5 minutes each for fighting! 5 minutes each for fighting!
Okay, yeah. So, if you don't like fighting, I heard this once, Don Cherry's Rock'em Sock'em 1. Do you guys remember Don Cherry's Rock'em Sock'em 1?
No.
He says, we're going to do something here. We're going to watch some fights. For those of you that don't like it, I'm going to give you a second to turn it off. If you don't like talking fighting, you don't like seeing fighting in hockey, you can turn off the TV or the radio right now. But we got Rob Ray on the line here. One of 7 players with 3,000 penalty minutes in the National Hockey League. Had 1,600 minor penalties in his career. Sam Carrick, Jeff Vial, Brady Tkachuk, Shea Weber, and the big Zdeno Chara. Not sure how many of these you saw. Let's show you Sam Carrick last night. If you're watching on MSG, you see this. Or this is Brady Tkachuk and Shea Weber from the weekend. So I don't know how we feel about this, but the young buck here who likes to get nasty going after a veteran player, but the veteran's not backing down from him. And he goes after Tkachuk. Is this a little out over the line for Tkachuk to be going after a guy like Shea Weber?
No, I think right there Shea Weber kind of initiated this. And he's doing it. I think he's doing a good job. Hey, young kid taking a little shot at him, but he's the captain, man. He's leading. His team's in a position where they're trying to establish themselves. And I think it's a great move by him.
I didn't really know he fought much.
He's nasty. He's a nasty kid. You know. Who's that? Shea Weber?
Weber's a big man.
Yeah, he's a big, strong guy. He's not obviously out there to fight, but he is a highly, highly physical defenseman that plays the game, you know, the right way in so many areas, whether it's on the power play, penalty kill, you name it. He has been one of the best defensemen in the league for the past decade plus. But I'll tell you right now, I'll give it to the young Tkachuk. Brady is he's tough and he's showing that he's not going to take this abuse. And I absolutely loved how he stuck up for himself. So good on Brady Tkachuk.
I just want to quickly say this, first of all, to the callers on the line, stay on the line. We have a lot of fan interaction we're going to do in the second hour here. Lots of great tweets to the Instigators account. And I want in the last week, how's your opinion changed on the Sabres? If you want to tweet it in, you can tweet it at the Instigators. I just want to say this about Shea Weber. I remember pretty much everything I say. And when something comes up, I'll be like, yeah, I was right or I was wrong. And I'll always admit if I'm wrong. I said when they traded for Shea Weber, that was a terrible trade. When they traded PK Subban for Shea Weber, I said they're going to regret that. Shea Weber's done. He's old. He can't move in today's game. All he has is a big shot. And
you know who's done? PK Subban.
Yes, I know. I know that.
Oh my God.
I know that. I mean, he has the mobility of a battleship. I mean, it is.
He's always diving. He's always trying to drop his body down on the ice to block a pass. It's just, oh my God.
Anyway.
It's interesting because he was one of the defensemen when he first came into the league in Montreal. If you remember, the greatest thing about PK Subban was his feet. Yeah. He could really move his feet and pivot and turn. And those years in Montreal, he was fantastic. I mean, he could skate and make plays, but I have never seen a drop off in a player than PK Subban. I mean,
He fell in love with Lindsey Vonn and
he just ripped his legs right off the cart.
Yeah. Yeah. He used to be electrifying to watch. I'll tell you that much. All right. So another scrap that happened. So those calls, stick around. We're going to get to you in the next hour. A lot of fan interaction on Twitter. We're going to get to that about the Sabres and, some positive, some negative, some, neutral. So we'll talk about that. Big Zdeno Chara. It just seems like the older he gets, the more he's fighting.
Doesn't it? You get uglier as soon as you're older. Trust me. A lot of things when you're younger, you just kind of, as you get older, you get grumpier. And this is exactly what Big Z's doing right now. This is a huge fight, though, because, Matt Martin, everybody looks at it, he's a big, powerful guy, fighter, and this and that. And I think this is a huge move for Zdeno Chara going into the playoff scenario where these are two of the top teams in this division. And at some point, they're going to be facing off against each other. And I think by Z coming in there and fighting him like that, hey, it's saying, hey, let's go, boys. Hey, we'll stand up to whatever you got.
It's amazing when you look at Matt Martin, who's a very big man. Like, I mean, he's got to be 6'3". He's got to be 220 pounds for sure all day long. And he looks tiny, tiny compared to Zdeno Chara. But I'll tell you this, if you're going to fight Zdeno Chara, you're going to want to fight him now. Because you didn't want to fight him 10 years ago because he was dangerous. Like, I mean, he did not fight a lot, but we're looking at 43-year-old legs opposed to those 30-year-old legs, they're a completely different Zdeno Chara.
I challenged him twice. I was so happy. He didn't say no because he was scared, because he beat up everybody. But he said no because the game was so, we were either losing by a goal and the other one was in Ottawa. And he said no twice. They were tight games. And I just was thinking, I remember Adam Mayer said to me on the bench, he goes, well, that would have been a good trade-off. And I to get Chara off the ice for 5 minutes. I'm like, at what expense? I'm like, at what expense?
He punched me in a pile, and I'm gonna tell you, my eyeball hit the back of my skull. No joke. I lost my vision for almost 10 to 15 minutes on the bench. I thought I was blind for the rest of my life. It's unbelievable.
I went to Ottawa. It's probably 220 pounds, right? At bedtime, he'd pick me up from the behind, swing me around in a circle 2 or 3 times, set me back down, and he's like, okay, now I'm ready to go. He threw me around like I was this phone, just spinning it around.
Well, he did that to Brian McCabe. Do you remember that Brian McCabe fight that he had? I mean, that was that was one of the ones where you're just kind of like, okay, this is a different kind of power we're talking about here. And all he did was work out. He's kind of like Yager in that regard. That's why he's around so long. You know what I mean? Last fight here, Sam Carrick versus Jeffrey Vial. And this was probably the highlight of the night. This was an absolute doozy. I'm sorry, I'm not promoting fighting. I hate it. I really do. But, I mean, you know, if you've got to watch it, it's in the game.
Part of the game.
Let's analyze it. What's that?
It's part of the game. Look at the two of them just going at it, throwing the big dogs. Look at the – who is that down in Anaheim? His face has just exploded.
But why?
A nice visor probably he's got.
That's exactly one.
And that
I
somewhere
will, I will
cut
bet
him right across
million.
The nose or the lip because of that visor. It wasn't a punch that was throwing cut him. It's the stupid visor that got him.
Yep.
Yeah. I think, boys, if they're going to go they have to wear those visors, I get to wearing the visors is cool, but you should be able to, if you're both willing to go at it, be able to take those off if you want to too. They cause a lot of damage.
Yep. Yeah, they do.
What we used to do in junior. Did you ever fight in junior where you would get the 10-minute misconduct if you took your own helmet off? So you just kind of, it sounds really crazy to think, but you'd go and you'd unsnap the other guy's helmet, you'd take it off, and then you'd back up and square off so you didn't get the 10. Did you guys ever do that?
No, we never had that rule.
No, we
never had it. Enough time to back off, square off, undo helmets, send an invitation. You were, when it was time, it was time. There was no hesitation.
Yeah, different times, I guess. We got to go to break. Yeah, speaking of time, Rob, you got some good charity work to do. What are you better known for, Razor? Your community involvement or your time with in the lineup with the Sabres? I think both are pretty miraculous. So it's a great thing.
Probably
that you
my
do.
Good looks.
That too. Here's the thing. Like you don't always want to go and just pump the guy's tires right up, right? Like if you're gonna, you want to leave some of the obvious things out. You know.
I don't know. Hey, it's something that I enjoy doing. It's something that I've always done, so why not?
Well, good for you. Sorry we can't be there.
I'll make up for you guys not being there. I'll let them know that I'll make something up that you guys couldn't be there.
Sure, Marty will talk on our behalf. We'll be right back. Instigators, hour number two, fan interaction, calls, tweets. Stick around, more to come. WGR 550 and MSG.